We desire your prayers this morning, that's for sure. And I kind of put a smile on my face there that you forgot my name. I don't mean this funny by no means. I just had a quick thought come in my mind. There's somebody this morning that knows my name. And it's all right if there's people in this world that don't. That don't bother me, and I don't mean that no way. I didn't take offense to it. If y'all know me, it's pretty hard to hurt my feelings. But I'm just thankful this morning that there's somebody that does know my name, and he wrote that name down one morning. He did. He wrote that name down one morning. And I'm just thankful for that today. And I'll be honest with you, church. I'm gonna need your prayers this morning. It's been a week, that's for sure. And I'm thankful that he knows my name this morning. I'm blessed to have been called to preach this morning. But there's one thing about it that you can't take away from nobody, and I'd say it's the most important thing we'll ever do in this world, and that's be saved by the grace of God and have your name wrote down in that Lamb's Book of Life. Because I'm just going to be honest with you. There've been a few times this week I've had to get on that line. I've had to get on that lifeline up there to that man sitting on the right side of the hand of God. And I'm going to be honest with you. There was a few times he got back with me this morning. And I'm just saying, I'm just thankful that I'm a child of God this morning for that reason. You know, it's great to preach this morning. And it's great to be able to share a little bit of what the Lord gives me. But above all things this morning, I'm just glad that I can just lay and I can lather and I can just love the fact that I'm a child of God this morning. And I just feel a lot of things this week. I do. And I've just felt real good. And I've just felt a lot and been able to talk with the Lord this morning. And you know, we come in and I didn't know where I was going to be. I just had no idea. I've just had things going all over the place. And I just have asked the Lord. I was like, I just need to get myself out of the way. That's all I can do this morning is just try to get myself out of the way. And they sang them songs. And I thought about that one at first. They sang, I'm on the winning side this morning. And I'm just thankful that I am on the winning side. And then Heather and them and Susan and them, they come up and they said, help me stand. And I just about crawled under the bench. I'm not going to lie to you. I just had this feeling come across from me. And Lord, I just been reading. I just been trying to figure out where to be. But that just solidified it this morning. And the Lord's just give me probably some of the most familiar scripture we could read this morning. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you hope I had something new, I don't. I don't have nothing new. Everything in this book's probably been preached on. It has been. And I just got the same thing this morning, okay? And I'm going to be in the book of Daniel in the Old Testament for y'all that's got you by Bibles this morning. I don't know, maybe it's peculiar, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I just feel like it goes along right with these songs and right with helping us stand this morning. I really do. And I desire your prayers, and I'm just going to try to get over to that other side. And if the Lord will get on the scene this morning, all things are possible through Him. If He'll just get on the scene. And we're going to be in the third chapter of the book of Daniel with some very familiar scripture this morning. We are, and we're going to start at the 25th verse. We're not going to read much. We really not. Lord don't want us to read a whole lot this morning. The Lord just wants us to tell us what He gave. And we're going to be in the third chapter of the book of Daniel in the 25th verse. And I thought about standing this morning. I just really did. And I thought about all the things in the world that try to tear us down this morning. I thought about everything out there that's so easy to go get. And all these people, powerful people, they try to give you this and they want you to do this. But I'm just going to read a little bit. We'll just see where we go. In the book of Daniel, the third chapter and the 25th verse, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God this morning. And that's just all we feel like reading today. And I don't know where we'll go. I just desire your prayers, but oh me, I just desire your prayers this morning. And I just, you know, you read back, and y'all Bible readers this morning, you'll know a little bit about this verse and about this chapter, okay? There's a king over there in Babylon this morning, and just to be honest, he's doing some of the things that's going on in the world today, okay? Nebuchadnezzar this morning, he got gathered all these people up this morning, and he made a golden image this morning is what he did. And he made a golden image, and he told these people, he told everybody in the land, he said, when you hear the harp and you hear the flute and you hear all these different musics, you are to bow this morning to that golden image. I'm here to tell you. He said, you are to bow. And this man's a powerful, powerful king this morning. And he told them to bow. And church, I'm here to tell you, there was a lot of them that did this morning. There was a lot of them that bowed to that image this morning. But thank God. And you may say, well, that ain't right. That's just a little bit peculiar. Well, church, I'm here to tell you, we doing the same thing this morning all around the world, all around this town, all around this country. We doing the same thing. Somebody will give you a little something and you'll just bow right down. We'll look for any reason we can to not be in the house of the Lord this morning. And that's just the truth. That's just the truth. And he told him, I'm going to be honest with you. He told these guards and he told these police officers and things, or you know, that may not be the correct term. He said, if there's anybody out there that denies to bow down at my golden image, I command that they be thrown in a fiery furnace this morning. That's what he said, church. He said, I demand that they be thrown in the fiery furnace this morning, church. And I ask you, Lord, if you just want to read along, that's all you can read along. It won't bother me this morning because this is something you need to know. Woo! This morning he said, throw them in a fiery furnace. Just like these ladies sung up here, church. He said, help me to stand. You read a little bit longer in there. There's three old boys. He told them, he said, I'm not going to bow. He said, I'm not going to bow down at your golden image. These three little old Jewish boys, they just kept on praying. They kept on praying to the only Lord. That's this morning. They just kept on praying. No, they didn't bow down. They didn't change out of their old way this morning. They didn't decide to go with the new way. They ain't no new way. They wasn't no new way then. They ain't no new way now. There's one way, and that's praising in the Spirit and the truth this morning. Woo! These three boys, they didn't slow down. No, they didn't. What'd they do? They got caught this morning. They got caught. Somebody took them in. They took them to the king, the buck, and they said, King, these boys have been, they pray, they will not bow down. They will not bow down. I'm going to just be honest with you, church. This made that king so mad. It made him so mad he just couldn't even see straight this morning. I feel like he might have fire in his eyes. He was so mad this morning at these three boys. They was standing strong this morning. Like that song says, they was standing on a solid rock this morning. They wasn't going to bow to no golden image just because some king said to. Just because it was something new, church. Woo! What did the king say? The king said, well, if they will not bow, I command you. He commanded his men. He commanded them to turn the furnace up seven times more this morning, church. He demanded them. He said, I want you to get that furnace so hot and you throw these three men down in there that there ain't no chance this morning that they will survive. Woo! How many times? I got a question for you. How many times this morning? How many times has somebody tried to give you a little something different? How many times has a golden image been portrayed in your life this morning? And how many times has the devil turned the fire up seven times this morning? How many times has he done it? How many times has the devil took your life and turned that valve all the way up on that fiery furnace? What fiery furnace are you in this morning? I can't tell you. None of these other men can tell you what fiery furnace you're in. But that devil will turn it up. These three men, they didn't care. If you're on the winning side this morning, I know it's hard to say, but if you're really on the winning side this morning, you're not going to care. They told this king, said, "Our Lord, our God, is able to deliver us out of that fiery furnace."
Yeah.
But church, I'm here to tell you, this is where it gets a little better for me. Read along a little bit further. "But if not, we will not bow to your golden image." We will not bow this morning. But if not, they knew. They stood strong in the Lord this morning. They knew that, but if not, they was going somewhere else. They had a place that had been prepared for them. They was going somewhere else. And they knew it. And they stood strong in it this morning. They didn't bow to no golden image. They decided, but if not, he's going to do what's supposed to happen. Oh, and that just made that old king so mad. That just made that old king so mad he couldn't even see straight this morning, church. And he got his men and he got his guards. He said, "Take them this morning." And they climbed up to that fiery furnace and they threw those three men in. They threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They just threw them right in that fire. But I'm here to tell you, you read a little bit longer, just like I just read, they only threw three men in. But just like I just read at the end of it, they were four men, one of them with the looks of the Son of God. Because I'm telling you this morning, it don't matter what fiery furnace you're in, the Son of God will get down in there with you and he'll save you this morning.
Amen, Lord. Yeah. Come on.
Bible says the smell of smoke didn't even pass under their hair. Not even the smell of smoke. Not even the smell of smoke this morning, church. Can you imagine falling into a fiery furnace full of silt and full of smoke and climbing back out of there without a singed hair, without a burn? Not even the smell of smoke this morning. But you know why that happened? That Son of God got in there with them. He willfully climbed in there with them. He'll willfully climb in anything you need him to climb in this morning with you. But I'm just going to be real honest with you. You're going to have to keep your yeas, and your nays this morning. There's a lot of things in this world that we need to be saying nay to, but we keep saying yay to. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of these golden images out there that are real easy for us. Yeah, they are. We want to follow. Everybody else does it. They're doing it and they seem to be okay. No, no, no. That ain't going to work this morning. You got to worship in the Spirit and the truth. We're going to have to decide. You're going to have to decide one day. What side are you going to be on? Are you going to stand strong this morning? Because I'm here to tell you, you come down to this altar and you get saved by the grace of God, that's just the beginning.
Amen.
That don't keep you protected from everything. Now, you got a lifeline and you can get a hold of him just every once in a while. At least I can. And he can fill my heart up and he can help me. But you're going to have to stand strong this morning. You're going to have to decide to keep your yeas, and your nays.
The Son of God got down in there with them. He took care of them this morning. But I believe He took care of them because they stood strong in their faith. They didn't bow down to some golden image. The Lord takes care of you the way He sees fit to take care of you this morning. I'll just be completely honest with you. That's what I believe. The Lord will take care of you how He sees fit. But we're going to have to stand strong. This world is wanting to do everything it can do to take us down. I love what Sister Susan said. People leading the light and all these kids. But church, I'm here to tell you, we got to stand strong and make sure we're leading the light in the right direction. Yeah. We got to make sure that that light ain't getting out of the way this morning, church. Because there's everything in the world out there to tear us down. Everything in the world trying to tear this church apart. And I'm just here to tell you, we're going to have to stand strong. And if we'll stand strong, even if that fiery furnace is turned up, it's just as far as it'll go. The Son of God will get down in there with us, and He'll save even each and every one of us. And He'll bring us out of whatever furnace we may be in, and He'll bring us out so clean and so pure that we will not even have a smell of smoke on our head this morning. The Lord loves everybody in here this morning. He loves everybody in here. And He gives us the strength and the power to stand strong. But He also gives us free will this morning. We've got to make that decision. We've got to walk down that straight and narrow path with Him. And we've got to humble ourselves this morning and understand that if it's going to happen, it needs to be from the will of God this morning. I don't know. Y'all may think this is the most peculiar message for you Sunday you've ever heard. I just felt like I had to give it. The Lord give it to me. I was struggling. I was here. I was there. I didn't have any idea. But I was reassured when I come into the church house this morning and was able to feel the Spirit. Was able to try the Spirit this morning. Church, if we'll follow the Spirit and we'll stand strong in our faith, no matter what this world tries to throw at us, I'm afraid it's only beginning. They're going to keep throwing more and more and more. But thank God, there's a promise. There's a promise He told us, church. He told them, He said, If I go to prepare a place, I will come back. Thank God that we can rest easy in the promise that He is coming back. Thank God that when I get down in that fiery furnace, I don't need to go find some man to talk to. I don't need to go anywhere special. I don't need to find no tabernacle. I can find me somewhere, anywhere out there in the world, and I can drop down to my knees, and I can get one-on-one with the man making intercessions for us each and every day. He's made us a promise, church. He's coming back for us. Thank God. He's coming back for us. But thank God He sent us the Holy Spirit to help us on this side. And with that Holy Spirit, we can stand strong. And stand strong on our solid rock foundation. When this world throws everything at us, we can stand strong. I appreciate your prayers. Turn it over.